This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Well, what happened to the search for the cure? What happened to raising all the money for pink ribbons, Susan Komen? People, it's all BS.
The Health Ranger Report.
They don't want a cure. They don't want to even prevent it. They want more people to have cancer because that's how they make money.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
You ever notice that both dominant political parties in the United States have their own areas of total insanity? I mean, both of them do. The Democrats, for example, are totally insane when it comes to individual gun rights. They don't think that any citizen should be able to own a gun, even if you live on a ranch, you know, out in the wilderness, and you have to protect your chickens from coyotes or whatever. They don't think you should have any gun, that all the guns should be in the hands of the government. And conservatives, on the other hand, or the Republicans, the establishment anyway, thinks that nobody should have any access to cannabis medicine, that cannabis is evil. You know, this, I guess they're all living in a time machine back in the 1950s or something. Cannabis is powerful medicine. You know, veterans should have access to cannabis medicine, by the way. We've got an opioid epidemic that's destroying this country and bankrupting this nation county by county, city by city. And if people had access to medical marijuana or cannabis extracts, many of them could get off of opioids and have better pain treatment or better solutions through natural medicine. But of course, the Republicans don't want any of that because they think that hemp is the evil seed. For some reason, I don't know. It makes no sense. I mean, Jeff Sessions is not a pro-marijuana guy. Anyway, the point is that both prominent political parties have their own areas of insanity. And you might wonder, is there a unifying theory of politics and society that might be useful for us all to keep in mind? Something, a principle that could guide us all in our votes and our judgment of which bureaucrats we want to have fired or want to support, you know, either way. And the answer to that is yes, there is a unifying principle. And if you follow this principle, it will tell you who to vote for, and it will solve all the problems, virtually all the problems that we're seeing in society today. And that principle, by the way, is none other than liberty. Liberty. And by the way, you can check out my website, liberty.news, where we cover these issues in some detail. But if you look at both of the examples I mentioned, such as Democrats hating guns in the hands of private citizens, well, what is that? That's a restriction on the liberty of the individual. And if you look at Republicans hating cannabis extracts as medicine, well, what is that? That's a government tyranny in the form of medicine. It's government telling you you can't grow a weed in your own yard and use it as medicine or sell it to your neighbor, which is absurd. Why can't we grow plants and sell plants to each other? You know, with hemp, you're not even talking about highly addictive extracts like heroin, for example, or meth or anything like that. It's a totally different class. But my point is, the universal problem in society today is not the Republicans or the Democrats. The problem is not Trump if you hate Trump, or Nancy Pelosi if you hate Pelosi. The problem, or Hillary Clinton for that matter, right? The problem is that government is too big, government is too powerful, and government is founded on, well, not founded, it's run today by tyranny. And in other words, we're living in a totalitarian regime. That is the problem. Not the political parties, not the political candidates. It's that we're living in a totalitarian system. Government is too big, too strong, too powerful. And what's fascinating to me is how Democrats have suddenly come to realize this when Trump won the election. You notice how when Obama was president, the Democrats loved the overarching power of the executive branch of government. So when Obama did illegal, unconstitutional things, they cheered it because Obama was working in their favor. For example, when Obama created the DACA it wasn't even an act. It wasn't even a law. It was just an executive decision. So he went outside Congress, and Obama gave a lot of speeches talking about how, well, if Congress refuses to act, I'm going to act without them, you know? And the Democrats cheered and cheered and cheered because it was their tyrant in the White House acting outside the law and being a dictator, in essence, and doing what he wanted. The Democrats cheered that. They should have been thinking to themselves, well, wait a second. Someday it's not going to be a Democrat in the White House, and Obama is setting a precedent of abuse of executive power that's going to be exploited by the next person who might work against our interests. See, this is what Democrats should have been thinking, but they didn't think that. All they could do is cheer Obama for violating the Constitution and doing things in their favor. You know, for example, refusing to pursue border protection because there are all kinds of laws on the books already. But Obama would just defund Border Patrol, and he would issue orders to say, catch and release, don't even arrest, you know, don't keep illegal aliens in jail, you know, sanctuary policies and all of this. So Obama was ignoring the law. Well, now Trump is in the White House, and the Democrats are screaming bloody murder because they don't like the actions that Trump is taking. They feel like they are being oppressed. They feel like Trump is Hitler, of course, which is a totally absurd idea, but they think that because they've been brainwashed. So now they're coming to understand the dangers of a powerful government that has all of this ability to dictate to you or to your state how to run things. And so the Democrats should be realizing that big government is a dangerous thing, but they're still not realizing that. See, that's the real kicker in all of this. The Democrats aren't saying to themselves, hey, maybe we should shrink government so that we can run our lives at a more local level. Maybe we should be talking about the 10th Amendment and states' rights, you know, everywhere, all the time. Maybe all politics is local because all of a sudden Democrats are interested in secession and ignoring federal law or ruling that Trump's executive orders can't stand, you know, having the judiciary say that Trump's travel ban is unconstitutional, for example. But Democrats are missing the big point. And the big point is a big government is a big danger to your life. And Republicans are missing this point too, because now Republicans, or Trump supporters anyway, are cheering the fact that Trump is in charge in the White House, or maybe he's not in charge as much as we would like, but he's there. And he's issuing orders and signing executive orders and so on. And the Republicans are cheering that. But the Republicans are forgetting that Trump's not going to be in the White House forever. And for all we know, Bernie Sanders could win the election in 2020. And you could have a socialist in the White House with all the power that Trump is currently wielding. If not more, because, of course, Bernie Sanders would have the support of the entire mainstream media at the same time. And the judiciary, you see. So a Democrat in the White House is vastly more dangerous than a Republican in the White House, because Republicans just can't get anything done. It's all obstructionist resistance across the entire bureaucracy. But when Democrats get into the White House, everything they want to happen happens quickly because there's mass collusion across the bureaucracy. You know, big government always protects big government. So the big government candidate, i.e. the Democrat, always gets what they want, you see. So the answer to all of this is best explained by people like John W. Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute. He's the author of a book called, I think it's Battlefield America, where he talks about the totalitarian police state under which we are all living today. The answer is that we should have smaller government, like radically smaller government. We should have government that is cut by 90%. To one-tenth the current size, and then it might be within reason. So think about how to slash 9 out of every 10 federal jobs, and you start to get an idea of where the federal government should be in terms of its power. It shouldn't be an all-powerful institution that runs everything, funds everything, controls everything, and dictates everything to everybody. The federal government has a very limited role according to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It has limited powers. It has, well, thanks to, I believe, the 1913 Act passed by Congress, the federal government has the power of taxation, but it did not have income taxation as one of its original powers in the founding documents. That was added later. Again, I think 1913, if I'm remembering history correctly. Nevertheless, federal government is supposed to have very limited powers. And that's why we are called the United States of America, not the federal bureaucracy of America. It's a cooperation among individual states that are united in their cooperation. There is a federal overlay, but it's the states that are supposed to have the power and the rights. And that's why we have the 10th Amendment, which says that all powers not specifically enumerated to the federal government are reserved for the states or the people. You hear that? All powers not specifically granted to the federal government. But since that day, you know, since the founding of this country, the federal government has usurped more and more power. It has encroached upon states' rights to the point where it's now basically a federal tyranny, a totalitarian regime running everything. And that's why Democrats are angry at Trump, and that's why Republicans are angry at, or were angry with Obama, and that's why nobody's going to be happy no matter who's in the White House, because the government is too big, government is too dangerous, and the solution is liberty. So small government, respecting individual rights, individual liberty, and respecting the 10th Amendment and states' rights. In other words, we need to have, you know, 50 countries once again declared. Instead of one big country run by Washington, we need to have 50 individual countries called states, such as the Republic of Texas, which we had once before. I'm in Texas. We used to have a Republic of Texas long before my time, but we may have it yet again. And I think that would be a very good thing. So that's just something to think about. Check out my website, liberty.news, and also newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger here. And you can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.